Recorded Books presents The Other Side of Luck by Ginger Johnson. Narrated by Eddie Lopez and Sunila Nankani.
Chapter 1. Julian. In a small stone dwelling on the edge of the city Antiquatilla, a child waited to be born. The child who would become Julian knew the rhythm of his mother's heartbeat, the music of her blood flowing through her veins. He knew the trod of her footsteps and the creaking of her chair as she sat down. He knew the muted music of her voice. It was the tune he heard while floating and folded within her. But on this particular spring morning, the sounds changed. Her heartbeat sped up, her footsteps slowed down. There were cries of pain, and the steady hum of his existence was traded for a shockingly loud sound. When Julian recognized that the sound came from him, he grew quiet and still, searching for his mother's heartbeat. From above, he heard the low whine of the wind whistling through the cracks in the doorway. From below came the sound of a beetle scuttling across the floor. From left and right came the steady vibration of life, an unrelenting swirl of sound, a tree stretching upward, a sparrow settling into her nest, a flower bursting into bloom. None of it was the familiar and comforting sound of his mother. Her hum had faded into silence, leaving a void that the small infant Julian did not understand. Into that void, Julian heard another heartbeat, one similar to his mother's, but larger, if a sound could be larger. That heartbeat came with a pair of broad, steady hands that scooped up Julian and held him close. This gentle touch should have been comforting, but another sound emerged from this person with the large hands, a sound that was jagged and fragmented. The sound settled into Julian's heart, sensitive and new. It was too much to bear alone for either of them, and so little Julian began to cry with him, his voice ragged and uncertain, but growing in intensity. The two grieved, their broken hearts knit together by sorrow.
Chapter 2. Una. In the center of the city of Antiquatilla, at the official residence of the Magister Popoli, another child, a girl, was born, in a more efficient birth and to grander circumstances. On Una's first day of life, she inhaled 85,324 breaths, and in each of those breaths, she drew in a new scent. The sunlight dancing on leaves, the water tinkling in the fountain, the blood pumping through her heart. She could smell an excitement surrounding her, though she didn't understand what it meant, not yet knowing she was the first child of the Magister Popoli. On that day, one scent rose above all the others that flickered around her. It was a scent that blanketed her with feathered softness. It was a scent of sanctuary, a scent of the divine, like an archangel had just flown by. It was the scent of her mother's love, and it held her attention until her father, the Magister Popoli, came to see her. His laughter rose from deep inside as he studied her face, her little toes, and her tiny fingers curling and uncurling. Although Una wished she could control her fingers, the smell of her father's laughter was almost as delicious as that of her mother's love, and she was delighted by it. It was, however, the holy scent of her mother's love that accompanied her as she learned to sit, then stand, then walk. This was the steady scent that traveled with her as she grew, explored the gardens, went to her lessons, and wandered through the hallways and courtyards of the official residence. When 6 years had passed, Una noticed that her mother's scent shifted slightly. It was a subtle change, as if the archangels flew.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?